This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The Supreme Court hears arguments in a case involving Donald Trump this morning. The AP's Mark Sherman.
The court is going to take up whether the former president can even be prosecuted for his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss to President Joe Biden.
And then there's the hush money trial in New York. Donald Trump will be there when court resumes this morning. Manhattan jurors will hear more witness testimony from a veteran tabloid publisher. Hamas has been talking to the AP about its war with Israel.
A top Hamas political official has told the Associated Press that they would lay down their weapons if a two-state solution is put in place. Hamas official Khalil El-Haya said in an interview that the Islamic militant group would agree to a five-year truce with Israel if an independent Palestinian state is established along pre-1967 borders. If that happens, he said, the group's military wing would dissolve and Hamas would convert into a political party. The comments come amid a stalemate in months of ceasefire talks, but it's unlikely Israel, which has vowed to crush Hamas, would consider such a scenario. Israel's current leadership is adamantly opposed to the creation of a Palestinian state. I'm Karen Chamas.
Here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protests continue on college campuses across the country. Several universities booted demonstrators yesterday. This morning, Ukraine is working to get new weapons and ammunition from that big U.S. aid package to its eastern front line. Russia's trying to take ground from outnumbered and outgunned Ukrainian troops. American Ryan Corbett, believed to be a prisoner of the Taliban in Afghanistan since 2022, should be released, say his lawyers, who are appealing to the UN this morning. They say he's being treated inhumanely, malnourished, and deprived of medical care. This is AP News. To Chicago now, the AP's Ed Donahue on The Rat Hole.
A Chicago sidewalk landmark, some locals affectionately call The Rat Hole, is gone. A portion of sidewalk in Chicago's north side neighborhood of Roscoe Village has bared an imprint of a rat. It was discovered by a bigger audience when a Chicago comedian shared a photo of it on social media. City officials say the concrete around the rat is damaged and had to be replaced. A lot of work was done across the street from Georgina Ulrich's home.
Oh my gosh. All this for a rat imprint.
Some neighbors complained about the visitors. Some left coins and other items across the sidewalk. The square is now in storage.
Bye-bye, rat hole. You're going off to your new home somewhere else.
It's not clear where it will end up, and some neighbors think the imprint was caused by a squirrel. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.